The new spray deodorant that gives you deodorant protection that won't wear out all through your active day. Just one spray of new Arid Action Spray gives you one, two, three. Three action deodorants in every spray for protection that won't wear out. Won't wear out during anxious moments. Won't wear out all day.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. It is a pleasure to welcome a new contributor to the program this week, our new consumer contributor, Kate James. Kate, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ed.
It is a pleasure to have you here. And we came across a story that just caught my attention. When you go to the store and you buy, let's say, for lack of a better term, toiletries, sometimes items for women tend to be more expensive than they are for men, but it's pretty much the same item. Why would that be?
On average, women spend an extra $1,351 per year in extra costs and fees.
Okay, now you would think the first thing that would come to my mind is, okay, well, women need more items. They spend more time in the health and beauty aids area. There are certain toiletries they need that I would never, ever, ever need or want to buy. So isn't it just inherently more expensive to be a woman?
You would think that, right? But no, when applied to all American women, that really comes to $151 billion per year in markups.
Markups.
It's not additional purchases.
Wow.
So, right. So gender-based items for females are higher than for men.
All right. Now, we have a list here of five items that they have zeroed in on and realized, you know what? Women are paying more for these things. The first one, shaving supplies. According to a 2010 study by Consumer Reports, Barbasol Original or Soothing Aloe for men, that is my shaving cream, and that is not a lie. That is my shaving cream.
Right.
Was priced at 15 cents per ounce. You can go in and buy Barbasol for 99 cents,
right,
and I am good for 2 weeks. I couldn't grow a beard if you paid me, but I got to get rid of the stubble, so it's pretty cheap. Right. While Barbasol's Pure Silk for women is how much more expensive?
It was 26 cents per ounce.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, when I go to the store, what you're buying is what I'm buying.
See?
And in addition to that, I'm clipping coupons because Barbasol will have the coupons per se.
Right.
But even when you go to the higher end items of the shaving cream, okay, the male equivalent to what the female is buying is cheaper as well. And I'll use the coupon. So no, I go to the men's section. But right, I mean, the company's product manager is explaining that it actually costs more to manufacture the women's shaving cream in this case. I'm quoting here, because 80% of women shave in the shower. We want to make sure that the can has an aluminum bottom that won't rust.
Oh, please.
Like the Barbasol container.
Wait a minute. How long are you going to have this container? This is not a long-term relationship. You're going to have it for 2 weeks and it's gone.
Exactly.
How long is it going to take for this thing to start to rust?
Listen, I'll save the 26 cents to take that bottom of the aluminum can and dry it off on my towel shove it in the shelf.
Very,
you know,
good idea.
Yeah.
How about disposable razors? A 5% markup increase for women. Now, I've noticed that, and I don't know why this is, disposable razors for women tend to look prettier. Mine are, I don't like disposable razors. They rip my face apart, but they're just generic. They're black, they're blue. But for women, they're pink, they're fuchsia, they have floral prints to them.
Right.
So does it mean that a woman needs to see something that's more aesthetically pleasing to the eye for her to make that purchase? And is that why they feel they can get away with charging more money?
Who are they showing this off to?
Are they
shaving on the street and saying, look at me, I'm keeping up with the Joneses?
That's a good point. Do you need to be color coordinated in your bathroom when you're shaving? Of course not.
Yeah,
why would that be?
I know I'm female. I don't have to look at something pink to tell me I'm female.
Right.
Well, the fact that I'm shaving, I can tell I'm female. But
so there's a woman in the store. Oh. Oh, it's purple. I'm going to pay 54% more, and I'm good with that because I need that purple razor in my bathroom.
Listen, I'm going, in this case, I'm still going into the men's section. Not only am I going into the men's section here, I'm actually doing generic in this.
That's a very good point.
Generic. I do store brands. I buy high-end store brands. You got to make sure double blade and, of course, for sensitive
skin.
Look
at you.
I know. I'm an informed consumer, right? But I'm buying generic on this. I don't know the logic behind buying the high-end shavers. You're not impressing anybody.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to know.
Well, here's another one that jumps out. Deodorant. Now, first thing I've always noticed about deodorants, When you go into the HBA aisle, and there's the men's deodorant, it has a very utilitarian look to it. It's steel gray and black and dark blue. But then you move your eyes to the right, and there's the female deodorants. And you've got Secret and Passion and all these other things, and you got pictures of flowers and everything on it. Again, it's playing to a certain, I don't know what it is, but a woman has to see these things that are pretty and aesthetically pleasing when essentially you're going to roll it on the same way I'm going to roll it on. Degrees antiperspirant deodorant for women has the same percentage of the same active ingredient as the men's version. This according to Consumer Reports. However, a PR spokesman for Degree claimed
they are completely different formulations.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Ergo the higher price.
See?
Listen, this is a case where, you know, I'm usually buying the cheapest brand no matter what. I'll shop. I'll go to the men's area. I'll go to the women's area. I'll take some time with this. One thing I do have to say, though, I do not want to be smelling like my dad's Old Spice. So, you know, I just don't want, you know, back in the 70s, you know, that pungent smell.
I smell Brill Cream. No, it's Kate James, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's not Vicks either. But, yeah, so, you know, you just got to be careful with the scent on it.
Yes. Here's how women are getting ripped off as well. Now, back to the Degree. The antiperspirant stick, they were the same price at $3.59. The men's version, 2.7 ounces. Women getting ripped off only 2.6 ounces.
Right.
That's
exactly.
An outrage.
It is an outrage.
Taking advantage.
And I'm wondering if they think that the petite can is what's drawing the women, the petite packaging.
So, all right, so you don't want a fat can if you're a...
I don't know.
Women don't want
can.
Fat cans.
Yeah, the slim can. Because if you look at Skintimate...
Skintimate? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, Skintimate.
That's a deodorant?
I'm going back to the shaving cream.
Oh.
It's a very slim bottle compared to Barbasol.
Barbasol actually looks like a barber's pole. They put the stripes on it.
It's a thick
type. It's manly. That's why I use it.
Yeah.
Next up, body wash and soap. Uh-huh. Nivea body wash for women sells for $2 more at Walgreens than Nivea's body wash for men. Again, according to Consumer Reports, I like to be the person for Consumer Reports whose job it is to go in and just look at cans of body wash all day, but that's me. A marketing manager representing Nivea chalked this up as costly sin sensation technology required to please female customers. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
That's gobbledygook.
Yeah, I think this is almost borderline sexism. You know,
I think we as
women, we're smart consumers. I think after 2008 and the economic difficulties and still realized to this day, I think that we've all become smarter consumers. So I am not shopping the same today as I did prior to 2008.
You are a very strong-willed woman. So when you go in and you see these things and you know enough, you don't fall for this. So you go to the men's section and you buy what you need and off you go, but you don't smell like Brill Cream as we previously addressed.
Exactly.
But does this bother you that for some reason they kind of try to play on the fairer sex, the weaker sex, she needs to see pretty things. It's amazing what Madison Avenue, what the Don Drapers of the world see as what is attractive to a female and what they need to see to be able to part with their money. It is. It's very sexist.
Well, to a degree it is. But at the same time, the market is meeting the demand. And so women are paying for it. They're making their money. In other areas like haircuts and dry cleaning, those are other areas that women pay much more than men.
And you know why she's on the program? Because she took the word degree and worked it into the explanation. You said to that degree, using the name of a deodorant previously addressed here in the story, America, that's why she's on the program.
And they did not pay me to say that.
No, they definitely did not. Shampoos and lotions. Drugstore shampoos such as Aussie has a 5% higher price for the women's bottle despite having very similar ingredients. BuzzFeed reported this. Professional level quality shampoos like those made by Redken can see a whopping 42% markup. At CVS.com, Gold Bond Ultimate Lotion for Men, and that's a man's product, is 10% cheaper than the least expensive non-men's equivalent. In this case, it can be seen as a discount for men, as the non-men's option doesn't market to either gender. Now, Neutrogena, which I always thought was a female brand, their face lotion for women costs $3.88 per ounce, the men's equivalent priced at $3.46 per ounce. Now,
and that's a difference of 12%.
That is.
I mean, that is not innocuous.
That's a big difference.
It certainly is.
So let's look at it from the other way. If they think that women are willing to spend more to achieve a certain level of beauty, do they feel maybe that men don't really care about what they look like? We're frumpy by nature. We like to let ourselves go. So if it's not a good value for us, we're not going to buy it. But here's another question. Are men in the stores buying these things? Are to their wives or significant others? Are they the ones that, oh, I need this on the shopping list? Are men even going into the stores and buying these things?
You know, that's a very good question. I rarely buy these type of toiletries for my husband. He's on his own. he could grab it. And
wow.
The only way he benefits is if I'm using the same product, like the Barbasol. But truly, I don't know. Maybe I do think it's a type of marketing where the man is definitely not just going to voluntarily say, hey, I need some Neutrogena.
So they
put the price point at an attractive area.
Perhaps if your husband went up to you one day and said, honey, I need some heaven scent. It may make you kind of quiver a bit and reassess the whole relationship,
I'm
I would imagine.
I'm going back and buying my dad's cologne for me.
There you go. This has been quite enlightening. I'll know that when I go to the store, I'm getting just a better discount than any woman in town when I go and buy my deodorant. So,
and as a woman, I'm just being careful that I don't pick the wrong scent.
You don't want to do that.
No.
Because that could be an issue.
Absolutely.
All right. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. While Fred's car was in the shop for repairs, he lost his job. Unable to pay the bill, a month passed and the shop parked Fred's car out on the street. After a couple of weeks, the city towed the car away. Fred says he's not liable for the towing fees because the repair shop has the legal responsibility to safeguard a customer's property. In this case, is Fred right? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
The repair shop is responsible to take reasonable precautions to safeguard customers' property, but storing Fred's car inside the shop for a month is unreasonable, so they're not liable for the towing fees. And that's the final verdict.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. When our fearless leader surmised the world was running out of oil, speed limits are shifting. Will this make our interstates any safer? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. For decades, since cages were locked bumper to bumper doing 55 miles an hour, cars have evolved to be way more efficient. Gas plunged. Interstate cagers nationwide are pushing 10 over, not 5, with Western states leading the way. Idaho and Wyoming popped 80. Montana considering 85. A 40-mile run of toll road Texas Highway 130 posts 85 straight through. Interstates are close to requiring the motorcyclist to purchase an overdriven 6-speed motorcycle transmission. American Micro Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.